What's going on, guys? What's your boy, Big Baby Steve? Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Philly Talks. Guys, I'm putting this episode of week one of the Eagles season of 2020. A lot of people are coming at the Eagles a little too hard. Like y'all are coming at them heavy. Like, I don't understand. Like number one, the Eagles started off great. The first two quarters, they started off great. A lot of good passes. We made Wentz through for two touchdowns, one to Ertz, one to Goddard. A lot of floating deep passes that were caught. But in the second half, Ron Rivera, who used to be with the Carolina Panthers, he's a winner too. So is Doug Peterson, but so is Ron Rivera, and they made the adjustments they needed to. And they have a really good defensive line. And our offensive line, unfortunately, we're missing like three or four people on our offensive line. So, you know, we have to wait for them to get better to then come back and to protect Carson Wentz, because Carson Wentz was under pressure all game. You know what I'm saying? I think what happened was in the first two quarters, he was under pressure, but it wasn't like they just weren't too under pressure. You know what I'm saying? Like, yes, he got sacked seven times and in the game, but in the first quarter, it seemed like the O-line was holding up and he was making his passes. It's hard. Number one, it's hard to be a quarterback anyway, because you have to find the timing between you and your receivers, your tight ends, your wide receivers and all that, your slot receivers and your running back. It's hard to find your timing. So you guys have to remember, like, this is 2020. We're in a pandemic year. You know, I put on my story that we literally, like, everything from the NFL was different. There was no preseason. Mini camps and training camps and scrimmages were not, like, no one was doing that. You know, usually teams pair with other teams and they run a couple things before preseason, and then they get their training camps. And with all that, you pick up the timing with your receivers. You know what I'm saying? You pick up the timing with your tight ends. You pick up the timings with your running backs if you're going to do like a read option or something like that. They didn't get to do that. Most of their stuff was on Zoom. You know what I'm saying? Most of the stuff was, you know, the quarterback with his receivers, and, you know, like, they got into a Zoom meeting and the coach was like, all right, we're going to do this and we're going to do this. This does this and this does this. Let this guy go over here. But that you can't get timing. You know what I'm saying? And even if they did get some training camp in, you have to understand it's not the same thing as a real game. That's why they have scrimmages with other teams, because as a teammate, I don't want to hurt you. So if I'm a cornerback or a safety, but mostly a cornerback, and I'm in front of the, you know, the wide receiver, I'm not giving you 100% of what I got. I'm only giving you 50%, because I'm trying to make sure that we both walk on healthy and we both walk off the field healthy. So it's different when you go against another team and the cornerbacks and safeties are going 100% at the same time. They're really trying to hit you. So a lot of dropped passes, I will admit. Carson seemed a little off, but again, when you don't get your time, when you don't know your timing with your teammates, but also the defensive line is doing a great job with putting pressure in you. You know, it's hard. You start to second guess your throws and who you're throwing to. So you end up getting sacked, and that's what happened. Carson Wentz got sacked seven times by the Washington football team. So, you know, shout outs to them. You know what I mean? I'm glad Ron Rivera was able to do that. You know, and again, they were at home, so they, you know, not that I'm making excuses, but, you know, they felt more comfortable coming back. You know what I'm saying? They were down 17-0, and they started to come back. I think the Washington football team is going to be a really good team that's going to be elevating where they were from last year. Last year, they were 3-13. Here, they're 1-0, and I think they're going to continue to go up. So, you know, it's a pretty cool thing. I'm excited for them. What else do I have to say about the Eagles? I think that was mostly it. I think we have to give them time. We have to give the Eagles time. The first three games are going to be our test out games. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Now they're going to go back to practice. They're going to look at what went wrong. Who did the wide receiver not run fast enough? Did Wentz throw the ball too far? And they're going to get that timing down. The first three games, we're down one. The next two games are going to be all like, okay, we're trying to get into the groove. You know what I'm saying? And then once they get into the groove, I think, the, you know, and also once everybody from that's injured reserve comes back, I think we'll be a very dominant team. Alshon Jeffery still needs to come back. Most of the O-line needs to come back. So once we get Vinny Curry came out with a hamstring in the game, but hopefully it's not too serious, and he'll be back next week. So I'm gonna try to keep doing these week by week. Every Sunday I'm gonna drop one, give you my review of what I saw from the Eagles and all that. So I'll probably be dropping every Sunday as well. So it'll be Sundays and Wednesdays. Just to try to see how consistent I can be with this. But definitely, I think once the Eagles decide to come back, but once they get their players back and they get back into their groove, I think we'll be a dominant team. I truly believe that we'll really be, we'll be more consistent. Let's put it like that. You know what I'm saying? We won't just be a team that's going to be, around, like, doing good for the first half and doing bad for the last half. I think we're going to be pretty good as long as we stay consistent. And let's not get it twisted. Most of the games in week one were all comeback wins. A lot of teams came back in the third and fourth quarter to win. So it's not just like it's us, it's not. That's the whole NFL league right now. And it's week one. Everyone's getting into their groove. So I'm not too worried about the Eagles. I definitely believe the Eagles are going to be on track in no time. I definitely see us having a 10-6 record, depending how quickly we can get our injured reserve guys back and onto the team and healthy and all that. But I don't know what it is. I literally watched the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Saints go at it, and it was a good game. I enjoyed watching that game, but not that many people got hurt. Maybe two or three people, and they were hitting hard. But for some reason, with the Eagles, every time we get hit or we get tripped up, we're hurt. Like, we're taken off the game. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm not saying like we're soft or anything, but it just, there's something that we're just not seeing, and I don't know why other teams get to go full blast on during the games and not have any injuries, and then us on the other hand, we're just every three or four drives there's somebody that's leaving to go to the back and get checked out. So definitely got to stay healthy for a fact. I think if we stay healthy, we'll do good. Our defense was not that bad either. Our secondary was really good. Our corners and safeties, I think they did their thing. And our defensive backs as well. You know what I'm saying? And our defensive line. I think defense is good. I think we are a well-balanced team once we get everybody back. I think we're a well-balanced team to give any team trouble. Any team. But we just gotta get those injuries back. You know what I'm saying? But do not give up on the Eagles. Don't go on social media and talk trash about the Eagles. Don't do none of that. Let the progress turn into let progression turn into progress. Something like that. But you know what I'm saying? We just gotta wait it out. The Eagles are gonna do their thing. Doug Peterson's not a dumb coach. He's a really intelligent coach, but so is Ron Rivera, and they were able to make they were able to adjust in the game. You know what I'm saying? And we did not adjust in the second. We're happy with the first half of the game, and we just did not, make sure that we had the second half covered. But I'm definitely excited to see, week two. I'll definitely drop another episode. But those are just my thoughts on just what just went down with the Eagles and all of them. So next Sunday I'll come back over and let's see how we do. Maybe we're 1-1 next week by the end of Sunday. We're 1-1. So don't worry. Don't get scared. We still in this. But all right, guys, this is a quick short episode. Just a quick review of what I saw in the game. You guys stay safe. I'll talk to you next week. Well, let's go.